Amos the prophet was sent by God to the northern kingdom of Israel to preach repentance. Come back. Instead of worshipping at your own man-made, man-designed, man-choiced temple, come to my house in Jerusalem. Be restored to the fullness of the people of God. Amos was hated for it, because prophets are sent to call people back to God, and quite often that involves painful change. Because when I hear the call of God directed through the church to my soul, that call says, turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. Do good and shun evil. Have faith in Christ and let yourself diminish. All of those things fight against pride in me that says I want to build my own temple because then I am greater. Pride that says it must be done my way because I know best. Pride which says I will determine what is good and what is evil for myself. All of that. And the call of God says, lay aside human pride because it is killing you. The only path of life is Christ himself. It's that image, it's that teaching that St. Paul lays down before the people of Ephesus in that extraordinarily beautiful lyrical passage. I urge you to read it in full. You had a shortened version this morning. Read all of it, because he's describing to the people, this is who you are. And human pride diminishes that. It demeans you, ironically enough. To accept the truth as revealed by God glorifies you, because what it says is this: from before God made the universe, on current calculation, that's some 14 billion years ago, according to those who teach us these things. From before he began to make the universe, he had already chosen you. That is what God thinks about you. Your dignity flows from that, not from what you can do, not from the brilliance of your intellect, the power of your speech, the strength of your hands, the wisdom of your instinct, or anything else. He chose you. He chose you to be perfect, to love perfectly, as only God loves, to know him to the fullest degree possible for a human person, and to reflect him with absolute faithfulness. That is your dignity. And when I replace that with I know best, all I do is demean me. Because if I take God out, anything else I can replace God with in my soul will be less than him. Infinitely less. It's for that reason, as the prophets go out to teach Israel, as the 12 go out to teach Israel in the time of our Lord, they preach repentance because they're saying to the people of God, the nation chosen by the Father from before the world began, to be the primary carriers of the truth. He is saying to them through the prophets and through the apostles, let the people know how great they are, or at least how great they are capable of becoming when they accept Christ. Because he is the beginning and the end. He is the head to which God the Father wishes to gather every single nation. And that mission is entrusted to the 12 in the time of our Lord, who gives, and he gives to them his divine authority. That's why St. Mark records he gives them authority over unclean spirits. He gives them authority to teach not human wisdom, but divine wisdom. What St. Paul calls this mystery that God has kept hidden for all the ages until now. The mystery of the dignity of the human person in Christ. A vocation that is issued by the voice of God himself to every human soul. Be as great as you can be. And that means by accepting the fullness of our Lord in his holy church. Those 12 are commissioned to proclaim that gospel with absolute integrity and to pay the price for it. Which is why our Lord tells them what they must do when and not if. The message they proclaim to mankind of dignity and virtue, of the full potential of the human person, when that message is rejected. Because we have to lay aside what appears to be greater, my will, my way. To lay that aside because we realize it's actually demeaning and degrading. And instead, to adopt that which appears lesser, becoming servants of God, humble and faithful. That which appears to take from me what I treasure most, self-determination, and to replace it with obedient love, the very characteristic of Christ. And man finds it very difficult to see the wisdom in that, because man thinks with the mind of man. The mission of the church is to fill that mind with grace so that we think and we feel instinctively and deliberately with the mind of God and with the wisdom of God. That commission to the apostles to preach the faith and to insist on it and never to lower it and never to, in a sense, let man off the hook by saying, actually, you can't do that. It's too much. Never to give in to that temptation to say, let's dumb this down, because the church knows that in doing that, all she does is she separates man from his hope and his destiny, which is our Lord. The greatness that lies in being united to him, that commission is still passed on today. It's received here through our Holy Father and our Bishop. They are the ones God has chosen primarily as shepherds for this little flock. It comes to us through the ministry of Christ the High Priest in the person of his priests, those whom Christ continues to send out to proclaim that message. And it comes to us through the ministry of deacons, servants of God, those who have willingly laid down their ambition, their plan, and their wisdom to take up faithfully and lovingly and humbly the service of the gospel. At the ordination of a deacon, the bishop places into the hands of the newly ordained deacon the book of the gospels, that treasure of the human person and of the church. And he says to the newly ordained deacon, receive the gospel of Christ, whose herald you now are. Believe what you read. Teach what you believe. And practice what you teach. That is the commission that our Lord gave to the 12 when he sent them out to teach in his name, so that this gospel of hope may be heard in this generation as well as in that. So that this place may have the opportunity to respond to the person of our Lord fully, with absolute heartfelt devotion, so that man may step up and accept the glory of being human and lay down the rather demeaning half-life that he lives when he tries to pursue his own future without our Lord. So that you may hear afresh that vision of St. Paul, who says that you have been chosen from before the world was made to be holy and spotless before God by being adopted as sons in Christ himself. That the gospel of hope rooted in Christ may be heard afresh in this place and beyond it. God bless you all.